Boko Haram's use of children to detonate bombs is morally repugnant, the UN's Human Rights Office has said. Ravina Shamdasani, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, condemned the terrorist group after the latest violence in northeastern Nigeria. The number of victims in the attacks that began on the 3rd of January cannot be verified because the area is in lockdown, she said. But the UN spokesperson added that it was fairly certain that mass killings and mass forced displacement had occurred in Maiduguri, Potiskum and Baga. She said that girls as young as 10 may have been forced to carry out the attacks.
The use of a child to detonate a bomb is not only morally repugnant, but constitutes an egregious form of child exploitation under international law. There are wildly differing accounts of the numbers. I mean, you're going from 100 to 2,000, and we haven't been able to verify that. I mean, one eyewitness was talking about how when he was fleeing, he was tripping on bodies the whole way. So clearly, a large number of people were killed.
Shamdasani urged the Nigerian authorities to re-establish law and order and create conditions for an effective investigation. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it has received unconfirmed reports of 150,000 people internally displaced by the attacks. An additional 11,300 people have also fled to neighbouring Chad since the attacks, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.